First time I saw you, I was drunk, broken hearted. You were only 18, I was pushing 23. Your blue eyes like a lighthouse on that dark, deserted shore. And I am just a broken ship at sea. So I grabbed your hand and we went outside walking. There was cheap beer on your breath and in your cup. And that PBR promenade in an empty parking lot.
Well, Brian McTavish is here from Thinking Bigger Business Media, senior writer, and Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New
Welcome
Year.
Welcome back to the friendly confines of KCUR's Walt Bodine Studio. So good to have you here. Yeah,
yeah, always friendly. Great show, by the way.
It was a good show. Yeah, really, I liked them. They're great.
I try to watch the Ruckettes every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was New Year's?
It was great. I said that sighing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I didn't stay out late. I had a good time.
I did.
And I got in early. Yeah. Safe and sound. We were listening there.
Yes, let's get to the business at hand.
Let's get to the meat of the matter here. That was American Aquarium. And that little ditty was called PBR Promenade. Mm. I think many of us have been on such a journey with a drink in our hand in the past.
Yes.
The lead singer of that fine outfit from North Carolina, he is B.J. Barham. And in that particular ditty, he was talking about the beer on her breath. And I don't think he seems to mind it.
and you like your America, you like your country music.
Well, you can call it country, folk, rock, Americana.
There you go.
And, you know, the great thing about that tune and tunes like it by American Aquarium is whether they're singing about true love or not, there's always good old-fashioned healthy attraction, right?
Yeah.
And here's where they're going to be, 8:30 tonight. Get an early start.
Knuckleheads. Love that place.
Oh, it's such a wonderful
love
place.
It.
Knuckleheads, yeah, get on in there. Their latest album, American Aquarium, is Burn, Flicker, Die, a somewhat fatalistic approach to the genre. I approve.
That's at 8:30 Thursday tonight.
At
Knuckleheads. And all of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Got a toes done up with a fingernails matching. Got a toes done up with a fingernails matching. Got a toes done up with a fingernails matching. Toes done up.
And what do we got here?
Well, I think that might be the warbling of hip-hop guru himself, Kanye West, I'm guessing.
Kanye.
And to come, if we are keeping this under us just for a moment, this is actually a track by Kid Sister, a.k.a. Melissa Young. There she is. You tell us, Kid Sister. I love it. Yeah. 8 o'clock Saturday night, she's going to rap, but it's inflected or infused, I should say, with elements of pop and electronica. She's quite the talent at the Riot Room, 8 o'clock Saturday night in Westport. I would say this tune is actually probably her most famous. It's called Hard Nails. Kanye, we
Can't
all know Kanye.
Famous.
She's not as famous as Kanye, but she's in with the right folks. Kanye
right.
was even in the video, and Billboard loves her, Remix Magazine loves her, Billboard loves her. I like her.
Okay. The key word here is long.
Long.
Why is it the key word, Brian McTavish?
Thank you for setting me up so nicely, Steve Kraske. Well, there's short-form improv comedy, and there's long-form improv comedy. And if you want the long stuff...
We're talking long.
We're talking improv team-up, hosted by, well, any number of professionals, but also amateurs. It's happening at 8 o'clock Saturday night at a place called Open Fire Wood Burning Pizza. I like places that's at 39th and Broadway. I like places like Open Fire Wood Burning Pizza that tell you exactly... What
that's 39th and Broadway. The Riot Room, where your last pick was, is at 40th and Broadway. And I was just at the new Broadway Jazz Club at like 36th and Broadway. Love that place. Broadway's happening.
Broadway's happening, yeah. Oh, yeah, and there's the Stanford and Sons. They have a new place there right there along 40th and Broadway by the Uptown. But real quick, a couple of professional groups will do the long-form improv, which means it can go on and on and on. It can transform. It can transmute. Hopefully it transcends, not just a few minutes, but maybe a half an hour. Groups like After School Special will be there, Chess with Death. But here's the best part. There are team-ups. Anybody can sign up. There will be sign-up sheets. Teams will get 10 minutes. We could do it. You could do it.
Nah.
We probably won't.
My son could do it. I can't do it.
Oh, your son's a funny guy, right?
And? And whoa, hello.
I love that and.
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, for everybody who's over a certain age out there like
us. Is
that
the Captain Kangaroo theme?
You know the answer to your own question. Of course it is.
I didn't recognize it.
Oh, you fibber. That's the Captain Kangaroo thing. Mr. Moose and Bunny Rabbit and
there
the other puppet friends and
I
Grandfather
remember them. I still
Clock
remember the music. Yeah.
Dancing Bear. Well, Captain Kangaroo is no longer with us, and I'm simply playing that because that signifies kiddie land to me, and there will be lots of kiddies. What do you do with the kids, for the kids, during this big, long school break?
Look for stuff to do.
You take them to Frosty Fun Days at Starlight Theater. It's theatrical activity and even a performance that the kids can participate in. They'll make their own props. They'll write their own show to a certain extent. Ages 6 to 10. It's actually happening today as we speak out at Starlight Theater in Swope Park, but a full program tomorrow from 8:30 to 3:30. There's before care and after care for littler ones than 6 to 10, but I'd highly recommend it.
And finally today.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. Cause no matter how far away you roam.
And thanks to Perry Como, that takes us back, and that's the whole point, right?
I got it. Yes, we're bookending now.
Yes.
We're putting, it's a happy new year, but looking back at the holidays.
God, I love how your mind works.
I'm influenced by yours, Steve.
Yes.
That's clearly happening.
Yes, something's happening.
You're a good guy. It's a very 50s Christmas, and the spirit
goodness.
Of Perry Como is 1950s Christmas, as far as I'm concerned. I encourage one and all to take part of the nostalgic holiday tribute to Suburban Nirvana, where it's at the Johnson County Museum.
That's where they do that.
1950s all-electric house, right, at 63rd and Lackman in Shawnee. Half-hour tours of this Christmas time 50s house will happen from 1 to 4 today through Friday, and then from 10 to 4 on Saturday, and then that's it until next year, or I should say until November or December of this year.
And that's Brian McTavish with your first weekend to-do list of 2014. Thanks, buddy.
And many more to come,
Steve. Good to have you here. Well, tomorrow on the show, we'll take a look at some of the TV shows premiering this month on the network and cable channels. That's tomorrow's up-to-date. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.